260 Dugout Podcast is sponsored by McMahon's Best One Auto, GSP Hitting, and Old Fort Baseball Company.
Yeah. DC. Turn the lights on the diamond. Man. This that 260 Dugout. Mic up, DC in the chair, talking for Wayne Dirt. Red clay in the air, from the sandlot days. Scrape knees, hand-me-down gloves to park few nights. Packed seats, hometown love, Summer City Sluggers, little homies with a dream. Little league lines, chalk bright, fresh seams. Ask the guests how it started, how they carried the doubt. Now they legends in the making on the 260 Dugout. Yeah, it's that 260 Dugout. Pull up, let the stories come out. From the cages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cow, we ain't never gonna bow out. 260 Dugout,
say it.
260 Dugout,
louder.
From the kids to the pros, that's the route. Every dream gets a swing in the 260 Dugout.
And welcome in. This is the 260 Dugout Podcast. I am your host, DC Hendricks. Special shout out to our sponsors, Old Fort Baseball Company, GSP Hitting, and McMahon's Best One Auto. Very excited to bring you this next episode. Before we get started, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Apple, Google Play, Spotify, and everywhere podcasts are available. Go ahead and subscribe and make us one of your favorites and leave us a review. If you're on Apple Podcasts, scroll on down all the way to the bottom, click write a review, and let us know what you are thinking of this podcast. So very excited for this episode. Later on in the podcast, we'll be talking about the baseball state tournament pairings announced by the Indiana High School Baseball Coaches Association. A field of 381 teams will begin play next month as the pairings for the 59th annual IHSAA Baseball State Tournament Series. They were announced this past Sunday, so we'll be talking about some of the matchups and sectional matchups that I'm looking forward to for the state tournament pairings later on in the show. But first, I wanted to catch up with a couple of programs that I haven't been able to really catch up with. I wasn't able to talk to them at the high school baseball media day, and they've been killing it right now. The Angola Hornets just won the NECC baseball tournament that they do in the early spring, so I wanted to catch up with them. So I did bring on Jackson Sturry, who's been killing it early this spring for Angola and been on fire at the plate. So I wanted to catch up with him in the podcast. So I'll be talking to him first, but I will also be talking with the Garrett Railroaders head coach Jason Richards and pitcher Lucas Collins, who was climbing rankings for prospect rankings from Prep Baseball Indiana. He won Player of the Week for Indiana Preps. He's been killing it, also pretty nice at the plate as well. So wanted to catch up with a couple of programs and players that have been killing it that I haven't been able to highlight and talk to so far this spring. And later on in the podcast, we will be talking IHSAA baseball state tournament pairings with the Indiana High School Baseball Coaches Association. But first, let's go ahead and catch up with Angola Hornets Jackson Sturry. We are talking to some champions now. It's exciting because, you know, I try to do my best in covering everyone all across the area. There's so many different teams to cover, so many different, you know, players to cover. But we are talking with the 2026 NECC tournament champions, and representing them today, we have Jackson Sturry. What's going on, man? Thanks for coming on.
What's up?
Hey, doing good, man. How's it feel? I mean, I know it's just like a kind of like a midseason tournament, but NECC champion sounds good, right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. My freshman year, we've lost first round. Sophomore year, we lost first round. And this year, we made it all the way through. So it was pretty cool and exciting.
Absolutely. And excited to learn a little bit more about you. You're a junior and play a little bit of outfield, and you pitch a little bit. So tell me some of your strengths. What do you bring as a ball player to the Angola Hornets?
You know, on the pitching side, I think our team competes a little bit different when I'm on the mound. I think we have a lot of energy when I'm on the mound, and we're pretty focused. I try to keep everybody together. And then you know, at the plate, it's not just me. You know, I have a twin too, and I feel like we both bring some pretty good energy. And I try to tell everybody just win the pitch and win the inning, and it's been working pretty well so far. So yeah, try to be positive.
It definitely has. You and Miles been killing it at the plate. You're leading the team in average, though. Is that something that you kind of, you know, take pride in as you're leading the team in average? Your brother right behind, though.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yep. Yeah.
So I guess just talk about what you've been working on going into this season. What are some things that you worked on going into your junior season?
So I'm going to say on the pitching side last year, I walked a lot of people. So this offseason, I was working on trying to get in the zone a little bit more and make some better competitive pitches. And then on the hitting side, just trying to be more competitive, you know, down two strikes, try to find a way on base and not, you know, get K'd. So
when you talk about you were walking a lot of guys, and I'm sure like around 14, 15, a lot of pitchers struggle, you know, trying to find the zone. And for some people, it's different, whether it's, you know, trying to control the velocity, trying to control that. What for you, what do you think the biggest issue was for you on the mound?
I think the biggest thing for me is I was trying to just strike everybody out and not trust my defense. And I felt like I threw decent, but I was just trying to go at that too much. And this year I've tried to work the off speeds a little bit more and just try to get some weak contact and let my defense work behind me. So.
Yeah. And you guys are off to a great start, man. You know, kind of came unprecedented too. I mean, 9-3 right now, climbing the rankings in terms of the state. I mean, tell me a little bit about the team. I know about you and your brother Miles, but who are some other guys, you know, that represent Angola baseball that are doing good?
So we got Landon Buzzard. He's in my class. You know, he shoves on the mound. He's the two hole for us, and he finds a way on base a lot. And then we got Landon Leach. He's a senior. He hits pretty well. And then when he needs to pitch, he does a really good job. He has some good off speeds and commands really well. You got Ryan Stuckey, Braden Perkins. They're both seniors, pretty good leaders, really positive. Two other kids in my class, Jacob Fraley and Ritter. They play, make some pretty good plays in the field, and they're working at the plate, but they do find a way on a lot. So, yep.
I love it. And you're a guy, you know, as I, you know, look at everything before we got on here, I mean, you lead the team in ERA. You lead the team in on-base percentage, batting average, home runs. I mean, pretty much every category known to man. But you're also a man of faith that I know you give a lot of credit to God, as your, you know, your profile says God first. But what do you accredit your success to so far this season?
You know, just the hard work we all worked on off season, and just trust that and don't try to do too much. Just stay calm and don't make any moments too big. I think when you make the moment too big and try to do too much, it doesn't ever end up well. So just try to stay calm.
So I want to know a little bit, dig into the program a little bit as you guys, you know, off to an exciting start. I know it's only the beginning, so I don't want to go too far. And, you know, as the season gets going, but I will say, you know, very excited for this program and what you guys have done. So I just want to know how it is playing for a head coach like what you have, you know, a guy that I know has a lot of energy, Coach Davis. Tell me what it means to play for Coach Davis and what is this program like?
Yeah, so my freshman year was his first year at Angola. We did pretty good that year and this year. And then I think this year we all just came together and, you know, he's really positive and tries to work with all of us. And he just tries to get the best out of us and tries to keep us calm. And he holds all of us accountable really well. I think that's what makes him a pretty good coach, is he holds us accountable. And, you know, when you make a mistake, he'll let you know. And he just, don't do it again. Just learn from it, right? So that's pretty much – that's Coach Davis right there. Yeah.
I love it, in a nutshell. And so this season, I just want to look back a little bit as the three losses were to three really solid programs too. Mm-hmm. Just want to point that out. I mean, DeKalb, Leo, and I think the other one was Garrett. Three very good programs, but what out of those games, you know, the wins and the losses, what games and performances, not only from you, it could be from you, but as a team, what games so far this season have stood out to you as just, you know, one of those games where that's Angola baseball, that's the best that we can be?
I'm gonna say the first time we played Leo, we had a doubleheader. That was our second game of the season. We were down a couple runs and we rallied in the last inning and came back and ended up winning the game. So that was a good game. And then I'm going to say yesterday too, when we won the tournament, it was 0-0 going into the third. And then I hit that ball and that kind of started us off. And then we got really hot. Gavin Hunt, I forgot to mention him. He's our catcher. He does really well behind the plate, really good arm behind the plate. And he's been hot at the plate lately too, but he hit a bomb and we just kind of took it away from there. And then I'm going to say those are our best two games. We've had some other pretty good games, but I'm going to say that's the best two we've had.
Yeah, really exciting stuff. And I know a lot of games ahead. I know you got Canterbury coming up on Monday.
Yeah.
Big matchup, another great team from the area. So a lot of more games to come, and I'm going to be following. You definitely have taken notice. from me and the rest of the media. We're going to be watching you guys now. So keep going. Okay.
Sounds good.
Don't stop here. Keep going. Keep playing that Angola Hornets baseball, and you keep doing your thing. And I'm sure, you know, some offers are going to start come rolling your way as well. So keep doing what you're doing and the rest will come.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, no problem.
Baseball in Fort Wayne isn't just a game. It's history. From sandlots to stadium lights, the stories of this city live on through the teams, the players, and the fans who never left. That's what we're building at Old Fort Baseball Co. Apparel inspired by Fort Wayne's past, designed for right now. Whether you grew up at the ballpark or you're just finding your love for the game, this is your city. This is your team. Shop the collection at oldfortbaseballco.com.
And this is the 260 Dugout Podcast. I am your host, DC Hendricks. Another special episode as we're talking the IHSAA baseball sectionals have been announced. All the alignments, all the teams are ready and know who they will face come sectional time. But before we get to that, I wanted to catch up with the team that I wasn't able to catch up with at media day. Just wasn't able to catch up with the coach. I think it was like spring break or something, so none of the players were even there, so we'll be changing that next year. Just throwing that out there, doing a little bit earlier so everybody can be there. But I wanted to catch up with the Garrett Railroaders, the baseball program. We got the head coach Jason Richards and pitcher Lucas Collins. What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, we are doing good here on the podcast. Excited to learn a little bit more about this Garrett team that I've been following all year. I know since I talked to you, you did take a couple of tough losses there, but I will say though, this is still a program that I'm looking at right now that's still on the top of my list of teams that I think are, you know, first in the conference, 8-4. The team is rolling right now. I just want to start with you, coach. Just talk to me about what's been working with your program this year.
Well, it starts with pitching. We're in every game because we have a really good pitching staff right now, obviously starting with Lucas as one, but Keegan Jobe is another one, you know, 1A, 1B. That are really leading us. And, you know, last night we got to use a freshman that really impressed us as well with Anthony Montempo. So, pitching's keeping us in every game. And, you know, we have our moments where the sticks are really rolling. And, you know, other nights they're not as strong. But with a pitching staff like this, we can be in the game.
So 8 wins already on the season. Talk to me about some of those games so far that stand out to you as you would summarize as this you know, this could be, you know, peak Garrett baseball. What are some games that stand out performances so far?
Honestly, 2 of our losses, to tell you the truth. You know, we played DeKalb early on, and DeKalb's on a roll playing really good too. You know, we played them to a 5-3 game and had more opportunities. So, you know, and then obviously, like you mentioned, we drew them for sectionals, so we'll see them again. And then the Angola, 2 times we played Angola, you know, we won the first time. You know, that's when the baseball gods were shining on us. We did nothing wrong that night. but we knew they were a good team. So when we played them again last week, you know, Lucas was on the mound. He threw 8 innings, you know, 100 pitches in 8 innings. And, you know, we lost in the bottom of 8. It was a good game, though. I mean, I think we learned a lot about ourselves. Had a good bounce back game yesterday then.
So I wanted to ask you, too, before we get to the pitching, you know, I know you talked about that, but talk about some of the hitters. I know you got a couple of guys. I know Hippensteel is one of the top hitters on the team as well. Talk to me about some of the guys at the plate, and obviously Lucas is good at the plate as well, in addition to pitching. But tell me some guys at the plate that are leading for Garrett and their program right now.
Yeah, you led off with Ari Hippensteel right there. I mean, that's crazy to me. I mean, just the kid's come a long way. Knee injury and not out of baseball last year, and then just to come in, he's just coming in and swinging like he keeps saying, I'm not even thinking, I'm just swinging, and well, it's working. So, you know, so he's kind of leading the way right now, and then obviously with Lucas sitting behind him there, I mean, that's a 2-3 hole that are just attacking the ball. We have Jackson Ice, another senior.
That's scary. 2-3, that's a scary back-to-back
lineup face. Yeah, that's a scary. It is, you know, and then when we have the other guys rolling too, you know, we have a couple injuries. Josh Hogle's been in and out with injuries. He's out right now, but we should have him by the end of the season. That was hitting really hot at that time in our leadoff.
Yeah.
And then Jackson Ice, another senior, he, you know, he's had the injury bug too this year coming off of surgery. re-injured it, but came back. And that was that first game against Angola where he went 4-for-4, had 2 home runs, 2 doubles. I mean, and then everybody else is starting to pick it up. It's kind of up and down the lineup, you know. We got somebody else picking them up each night.
Yeah, guys are looking good. And so before we get to, you know, getting to know a little bit more about Lucas, I wanted to get your perspective. You're his coach. So arguably nobody would know him better than you do. So tell me a little bit about, you know, Lucas from your perspective. What does he bring to Garrett?
Quiet. You know, he doesn't say much. You're going to, this will be interesting to get him to talk. But it's just typical him. You know, I've known him since he was in middle school. I've had him. And he's just gets the job done. No matter what you ask of him, he's going to go out. You're not going to know if he's having a good day or a bad day because he's so even keeled. He's just going to get out there, get on the mound and throw, you know, and obviously he's put a lot of work into this. Had a great summer, kind of building up to this junior year, which is kind of a key year for him. But he just great kid, works hard, and it's showing, you know, every day, honestly. He's got a 2.0 ERA right now, and he's hitting .450. Yeah, it's a good start to the season.
All right, so Lucas, I'm gonna try to get some words out of you. You know, we began our contact. You threw an impressive no hitter. I got to start there to earn some recognition for you. It's got to feel good to get that kind of recognition. You know, what were your first thoughts, you know, being named an Indiana Preps Player of the Week? You got some recognition from the newspaper. What does that mean to you as a ball player to get that kind of recognition?
It felt good. They're a good team. And my defense was just behind me, backing me up and stuff.
Yeah, so do you train with Blaine, correct?
Yeah.
So tell me, what has he got to do with you to get you ready for this season? Because obviously, whatever he's been working with you has been working. So what are some things that Blaine had you doing introducing the season?
Well, all off season, we, like, dialed in, like, strikes because, like, my command was, like, everywhere. But then he dialed that in. We added a new cutter to my pitching list and then, like, command mostly, yeah.
So you are ranked amongst the top, you know, prospects for your class, you know, at Prep Baseball Indiana and things like that. So where are you in your process? You know, you still got a while, but I'm sure you've been getting some kind of interest so far. Have you been able to, you know, even, you know, sit back and even, you know, entertain those, or are you just more focused on the game on the field?
Well, first I was like slow to process and like getting used to it, and then like started emailing coaches and like started like talking to them. And
so still testing the water. So from your perspective, tell me about some of the guys that you kind of gel with on Garrett. I know you guys are all close in the community, but from your perspective, who are some guys that maybe us in the media are overlooking? Who are some guys that, you know, you think deserve a little bit more credit?
All of our seniors are pretty good. Our freshmen are coming along. Like, really, we got a lot of freshmen on the varsity. We got Anthony Bontempo, mm-hmm. Jackson Ice, Josh Hogel, Keegan Joe, Caden Bush.
Throughout the rest of the season, you know, what do you, from your perspective, what are some things that you're wanting to, because everybody has goals, usually, in terms of, you know, entering the season, you know, midway through. What are some things you want to accomplish personally as a player for this season and as a team? What are some things you're working towards?
Strikeouts. Yeah. I just passed my dad. That was funny.
There we go. Got all the bragging rights. You get to pick dinner at least then, right?
Yeah, he's sitting at 56 strikeouts right now and compared to only 14 walks. So that ratio is a good, we like where that's at right now.
Yeah, that's a crazy ratio. But go ahead. You said you had a team goal as well.
Yeah, team goal is win sectionals and hopefully go on.
Yeah, you guys are rolling. Garrett's looking good in the baseball scene. I wish, you know, I wish I got to catch up with you, Coach, at the media day. It was crazy, as you've seen, trying to, you know, organize all of that. Yeah. It was, you know, everybody trying to talk to me at once. It was crazy, but it went well. It was a success. So we know we'll do it again next year. And you make sure, you know, got you, the team, everybody there. So very excited for what you guys got going. I think you guys are just getting started. And I'm very excited. I'm on board. I'm still following what you guys are doing, and hopefully I get to see it in person. Especially, I definitely want to be there for that rematch with you and DeKal. I think you know, you guys, them, and myself in the media have that one marked on our calendar. So keep doing what you guys are doing, Lucas. Keep doing what you're doing for sure. And Coach, keep doing what you're doing. Your program is rolling right now. So thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, I appreciate it, especially what you're doing too. You know, I'd love to get our kids out there too and see, you know, we got a good group, and it's interesting. It's not an overconfident group. It's just a group that wants to play ball.
That's what it's all about. Thank you so much, Coach. Thank you, Lucas.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
If you're listening right now, I want you to picture this scenario. You're on your way to practice or running late for a game. We all do it. You hop in the car, you get it started. Just like that, boom, tire pressure light comes on. Brakes start squeaking. Dashboard lights up like the stadium lights on a Friday night. But don't stress. Relax. Take it to McMahon's Best One Auto. They got you from quick oil changes and flat tire repairs to brakes, alignments, and engine diagnostics. And just like that, they'll get you back on the road fast. That way you don't miss practice, the game, or hanging out with your friends. With 8 locations in Fort Wayne, New Haven, Lima, Ohio, and Bryan, Ohio, McMahon's Best One's got your back. So why wait? Schedule your appointment today at McMahon'sBestOneTire.com. McMahon's Best One, keeping you ready for game day. Thanks so much to Jackson Sturry from Angola and Coach Jason Richards and Lucas Collins from the Garrett Railroaders for coming on the podcast and catching up with me. Been wanting to catch up with them for a while, so it was awesome to finally catch up with them and talk a little bit about, you know, a little mid-season report so far with the programs. That they have both been doing a great job this spring, and I didn't want that to go unnoticed. So it's time. The baseball state tournament pairings have been announced by the IHSBCA. Through the 381 teams will begin play the 59th annual IHSAA baseball state tournament series. They were announced this past weekend, and I gotta say, some of the matchups I'm looking forward to, of course, the sectional games will begin Wednesday, May 27th, and continue through Monday, June 1st, with regionals on Saturday, June 6th. There'll be two regional championship games played in a doubleheader format at that same site, with each winner advancing to the four-team semi-state on Saturday, June 13th. So it'll be here before you know it. The four state championship games will be played at Victory Field in Indianapolis, which is obviously, if you didn't know, home of the AAA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Indianapolis Indians, 28th year overall. It'll be also in a doubleheader format beginning on Friday, June 19th and Saturday, June 20th. Host schools will announce playing schedules. Of course, they'll be added on online brackets at maxpreps.com the week before the tournament. So, number of schools. There's 381 schools that have been in this breakdown by class. 81 in Class 4A, 100 in Class 3A, 99 in Class 2A, and 101 in Class 1A. Just to recap, we had a couple of teams advance pretty far last season, as, you know, the Snyder Panthers advanced really far. Of course, the Homestead Spartans, Fort Wayne Canterbury, Adams Central, Bishop Dwinger, and the Norwell Knights all winning sectional championships, and with Snyder, Canterbury, and Norwell advancing all the way to semi-state. So three teams from the area representing pretty far. Westview won their sectional as well in Class 2A. So none of them were able to make the state championships. I was able to watch one of the state champions when Valparaiso faced Snyder. So Valparaiso ended up winning the state championship in Class 4A. And they ended up winning state. Of course, Caden Crowell is now a pitcher for Notre Dame and hasn't lost a step. So already pitching for Notre Dame. So that was last year's state champion in Class 4A. So I was able to see them. But this year, I think we might have a little bit more representation here in the Fort Wayne area. So for the matchups, let's start with Class 4A, where Carroll will be hosting the Class 4A sectional, where game one will be the Northside Legends against the Carroll Chargers. Game two will be the Northrop Bruins and the Snyder Panthers. Also in Class 4A, the Southside Archers will be hosting the sectionals over at Derbyshire Field, where game one, you'll see the Wayne Generals and the Homestead Spartans, and game two, Huntington North Vikings and the Southside Archers.
Moving to Class 3A, you got the Fairfield Sectional. Columbia City will be facing Tippecanoe Valley in Game 1, Northwood and West Noble in Game 2. Those two winners will face each other in Game 3, and then Game 4 getting the bye is YYC and Fairfield. Also in Class 3A, the DeKalb Sectional. The Concordia Cadets against the Leo Lions in Game 1. East Noble and Bishop Dwinger battling in Game 2. DeKalb Barons and the Garrett Railroaders in Game 3. So a nice little rematch, as we heard earlier from Coach Richards, that they're looking forward to. A rematch between DeKalb and Garrett. Angola gets the bye, and they will face the winner of Game 1 between Concordia and Leo. And then the winners between East Noble and Dwinger and DeKalb Garrett will face each other in Game 5. And then, of course, the sectional championship after that. Staying in Class 3A, the Belmont Sectional. You got Marion versus Belmont in Game 1. Heritage and Mississinewa in Game 2. Game 3 will be the winner of those two games. And then Game 4, New Haven and Norwell. And finally in Class 3A, the Jay County Sectional. You got Connersville and Newcastle going head-to-head in Game 1. Yorktown and Jay County in Game 2. The winner of those two games in Game 3, and finally, Delta and Hamilton Heights in Game 4 to decide the championship for that sectional. Moving over to Class 2A, the Lakeland Sectional, Eastside and Cherubusco will go in Game 1, Lakeland and Westview in Game 2, Game 4, Prairie Heights and Central Noble, and then, of course, the sectional championship to wrap it up. Staying in Class 2A, the South Adams Sectional, Woodland and Adams Central will be Game 1, South Adams and Witco Game 2. Game 3 will be the winner of those two games facing each other. And finally, in the South Adams Sectional, a game I'm looking forward to as well, Bluffton versus Fort Wayne Bishop Lures. And finally, Class 1A, the Fremont Sectional, Lakewood Park Christian versus Hamilton will be Game 1. Game 2 is Fremont versus Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian. And Game 3 will be Fort Wayne Canterbury versus the winner of Game 1 between Lakewood Park Christian and Hamilton to decide who's going to the championship game for that sectional. So very exciting times as those pairings came out earlier this week. Now we still got a couple of weeks to play, so we'll see how things play out. But very excited for what we have throughout the rest of the season. Some great matchups coming in. A lot of these teams are getting ready for, I think, a late postseason run. A couple of teams I've been looking at just early on, you know, DeKalb, I was telling people before the season that the DeKalb Barons were going to be one of the top teams in the area and a force to be reckoned with in terms of, you know, going to state. I think they're going to be a threat there. And of course, you cannot sleep on those Homestead Spartans. Also, another team I think that can make a deep run. Canterbury is always a threat in Class 1A. So I think that was some big news from this week. Also wanted to give a couple shout outs before we got out of here, as it's been a huge week locally for, you know, Fort Wayne baseball or softball, you know, whatever the case may be for you, whatever you're a fan of. I wanted to start off with Carroll softball, as they're, you know, getting ranked in the top 20 in the state in terms of top teams. They have been rolling as of late, as the Indy Star has ranked the top 25 softball teams, the top 25 of the best softball teams in the state of Indiana. The Carroll Lady Chargers ranking in the top 20, at number 20 for the top softball teams in the state. Also, the Leo Lions right behind them at number 21. So two high school softball teams getting some representation in the top 25 from the Indy Stars. Wanted to give a shout out there. And also, we had an episode with St. Francis first baseman Abby Robakowski, who came on the podcast last week, and she broke the home run record at St. Francis and is still killing things with the softball team. But also, as a program, St. Francis softball is your 2026 Crossroad League Tournament champions. St. Francis softball having a great run. Coach Ryan Boland, who came on before the season even started. Huge news for the Fort Wayne area as St. Francis softball continues to roll and represent Fort Wayne in a huge way. Like I said, Abby broke the home run record, her best friend. Abby also got the Crossroad League Player of the Year. And reminder, she's only a junior, so she's got a whole nother year to go. So shout out to her and the St. Francis program for representing Fort Wayne in a huge way. And the single season stolen base record set by her best friend, Sam Baker,
New record, 48 stolen bases and counting for Sam Baker. So a big, exciting season for St. Francis softball as well. So that does it for this week. IHSAA state pairings for high school baseball have been announced. That'll start in a couple of weeks. And I wanted to catch up with a couple of programs that I haven't been able to highlight on the podcast so far. Again, thank you so much for being a listener. A lot of great things ahead for the podcast. A lot of more things to cover. I got a couple interviews scheduled. So stay tuned. And again, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast as it is available everywhere. Your favorite podcasts and shows are aired. So thank you, and until next time, peace and love. This has been the 260 Dugout Podcast.
Ready for the next level? At GSP, we build faster, stronger, and more explosive athletes while developing elite baseball and softball hitters. If you're serious about standing out, it's time to train at GSP.